Alterilia's Jeannie Henningsen joins us for the School Spotlight program. And of course, Jeannie, you spend an awful lot of time at the building in Aurelia, and you prepare for situations like tornado warnings you have at school, fire drills. I know, remembering as a kid, you prepare for those. But Monday was a little different. I'm just wondering how things went at school when you had to evacuate due to that anhydrous ammonia incident.
Yeah, like you said, we do prepare for different scenarios, different disasters, tornado, fire, intruders, and this is one we don't necessarily practice for, but we do have it in our emergency procedure guide. We did a lockdown warning where we closed our windows right away, but then we were told to evacuate, and within 15 minutes, we had 300 students over in the Alterilia High School, and they just did an awesome job. I can't commend our teachers, our students, our parents, our staff. Everybody did an awesome job, and it went really, really well.
You know, a situation where there's so much question, you're not really sure exactly what might happen. Did you see just nothing but calm in this incident on Monday?
I did. That's all we saw. Everybody was calm. The teachers did a good job of leading the students and creating an atmosphere where nobody was panicked or anything. We had a checkout system going at the school where the parents could come and check out their students. And everything, like I said, we did the warrior way. We told the students to be safe, respectful, and responsible, and they did just that.
Excellent work by all involved. And Jeannie, speaking of work, you have something at school called Tribe Time, and you were telling me a little bit about it just a moment ago briefly. Share some more of the information on that, if you would.
Yeah, we're really excited. This year, we're instituting what we call Tribe Time, and for 20 minutes, we're doing a school-wide intervention system where students are getting skills that they need. Some students are getting extra help in math or reading, but then we also have extensions where students are getting to practice correct weightlifting. They're getting to do some STEM activities. We're getting to do some mallets and band, and the groups are fluid. The tribes move quite often, and we're just really excited about it, and the students are as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask what the students' response is. This sounds like something that's pretty neat.
They love it. They can't wait to go to a new tribe, and we're just something that we thought we'd give it a try. We worked with the state on it, and we couldn't be happier.
Jeannie, have a great day. Thank you for your time, and we appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. School Spotlight, every other week with Alterilia, right here on Mix 101.7.